Večer, prijateljice, prijatelji druge godbe, gostje, dear guests. First of all, ne, začel bomo v slovenščini. Najprej bi se rad zahvalil Cankarjevemu domu, ko producentu festivala Druga godba in pa dolgoletnemu direktorju Mitji Rotovniku, da nas je gostil v svoji hiši in upamo, da zdaj, ko se bo poslal, da bomo z njegovim naslednikom, naslednico sodelovali vsaj približno tako dobro kot z njim. Uradno se bo Druga godba začela tist moment, ko bo na odr kluba Cankarjevega doma čez dobre dve ure stopila Hvala Molina. Tokratno druženje pa je v bistvu del letos še posebej bogatega podpornega programa. Zgledalo bo tako, da bomo priča krajšemu koncertu in pa taki kratki mednarodni konferenci. Ker pa je z nami veliko tujih gostov, bom zdaj preklopil v lingvo franco, v angleščino. Kdor pa bi rad simultano prevajanje, bo zan tudi poskrbeno, lahko tam preposte si vzame slušalke in bo slišal vse, kar se bomo pogovarjali. So I will switch to English now because of our warmly welcome international guests. Now I would like to use this opportunity to invite several of our guests to this table to say a few words about Druga godba and about other festivals. First of all, Joe Frost, editor of Sunglance magazine. Maike Vujc, executive of Druga godba. Bojan Đorđević from International New Music Festival Ring Ring in Belgrade. And Bogdan Benigar, who you all know, long-standing director of Druga godba. I will start with Jo, because she came the longest way, all the way from England. We who work for Druga godba are extremely proud that now we are for the fourth year in a row selected among the 25 best international festivals. So maybe I would like to know a bit more, what are the criteria to be selected?
It's very complicated. obviously, it's a tricky business every year because there's more and more festivals that approach us and that we become aware of. And also, we don't make our life easy by covering music from all over the world. So we have a lot of different... it's a very complicated algorithm of criteria. But no, seriously, I think it's... We try and get a good balance. We select 25 international festivals, including 10 in the UK. And I think what's important for Songlines is to make sure that we are raising the profile of festivals that we feel are doing the same as Songlines is, in by introducing people to new music, different cultures. And I think over the years, with our association or with our knowing what Druga godba is doing, it's clear that this is what this festival is doing.
Mike, I will switch to you now. You're both insider in a way and outsider, since you still live in Belgium, but you also work for Druga godba. How would you describe this festival as outsider and insider?
Well, I can combine both. I know it from the inside now, and I know there's a... comparing to the festivals I know in Belgium, for example, I can mainly speak about that, is that it's kind of a small team, and it's kind of a very small budget, and they are realizing a lot of quality music. And if I look to the festivals I know in Belgium, and Belgium is quite a festival country, you have these very large-scale festivals, like Couleur Café is just behind the corner. And it's 3 days, and it's like a lot of big stars, and it's also World Music Festival, what they call it. But somehow, what I liked so much about Druga godba and I arrived here as an insider immediately, but looking at also a bit from the outside, is that there's a lot of quality. There's quality in the way that the artists are presented to the audience. It's not like, you know, you have five stages and you don't know what to choose and you have to run from one to the other. I think Druga Godba treats his audience as well as his artists with a lot of respect, so we can both enjoy the music from the both sides in a very good way. And that makes it, for me, quite unique if I compare it to other festivals I know.
Bojan, if I know right, your festival this year was 19th edition.
Yeah, that's correct.
So it's a little bit younger than Druga Godba. So I would like to ask you, how would you describe the influence of Druga Godba's, probably the oldest festival of that kind of music in the former Yugoslavian area of this region?
For us, it was the only festival we could attend. Even Yugoslavia was free country, so we can travel, but this was the first one we were really looking forward. Ljubljana was particularly the place where we were getting for the concerts. Belgrade and Zagreb were having concerts like once or twice a year, and then Ljubljana was something like a goldmine when you can meet people who are interested for this kind of music. At the beginning, Druga Godba was not only world music, and then the first time we have been here is in 1986, watching Elliot Sharp and David Linton, and as far as I know, that's the first release of any of the Druga Godba concerts. Then in 88, when we witnessed the protest when Jaša was arrested, and many years after also coming with the bands who are performing, and Druga Godba was always something we were looking for when we decided to make the festival after the cultural embargo in 96. That was one of the models we were looking wanted to say that many alternative, innovative and underground music should include world music. And then Druga Godba was always something which was showing that all these things can work together. As being somebody who has been on many festivals around the world and Europe, I can say that only one that can compare with the knowledge, selection, organizational skills, and that you feel really comfortable is Etnoport in Poznan, and the other one is Druga Godba. All the others either have too many stages, too many things, or the organizers are too busy, and this is really a festival for normal people. So I know Bogdan is myself likes to listen to the concert, and that's a good when you see organizer is not running away or he's not present, he's always there.
Bogdan, for human beings, we say that 30s are the healthiest, the strongest years, and Druga Godba is entering the 30s. How do you see condition of it?
Oof. there's a managerial part of it, and there's a programmation part of it. And programmation-wise, I think we are... I'm very, very satisfied with the reaction we have. We got this year from about the program. Wherever I go, all interviews I do, all media, or also people who I meet, they're really enthusiastic about this year's program. But I think it's also a little bit connected with the new concept which we started last year, that we are offering really a good price for so much music, and almost everybody could afford it. So I think we brought Druga Godba back to the people in the last 2 years. And before, it was just too many events. It was just one of the too many events in Ljubljana, like in this century. 90s were better, but in this century it was tough. And because of these tough years, we still suffer some financial problems. But as long as we can do a good program and people are attending more and more, I think we will be in good condition also financially.
Bojan, before you said that at the beginning Druga Godba was not only world music festival at the beginning, and we who work here still think that it's not only world music festival, and I see also your festival is not very or closely minded, but the thing is that one argument from our Ministry of Culture was that it's too much world. It's not enough to world music orientated, so we got less money. So I would like to ask you basically how you dealt with that in Belgrade when you have, in a way, world music festival, but also bands like DKV, for example, which are from completely other sphere.
So maybe we put your culture ministers to Serbia, because this year none of the world music festivals in Serbia got any money. So this is quite a scandal, but then they think it's Narodna folk music and they don't want to give it. Ring Ring over the last year decided to move away from the world music and to create another festival which is called Todo Mundo for a third year, which is completely world music. And normally the audience in Serbia or in Belgrade in particular is not living easily if these things are combined. The audience do not match, like I feel it's in Slovenia or some other places. So these are two different audiences which we tried to connect, but maybe we didn't manage, and then we decided to make a split and have two festivals, and that means more work and more nice concerts.
Joe, what is the politics of Songlines for covering all those festivals, for going to the field to see concerts, to see festivals?
The festivals which are in our selection.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, I mean, we're a very small team. There's only five of us in the office, so we can't actually go and visit all the festivals ourselves. But we do have contributors all over the world, and I think the community, the world music community, is a very close network of people. So we rely on other people's responses, impressions. So contributors, you might say to us, you need to check out this festival, they're doing interesting things. And then of course we go to places like Womex, where again it's another opportunity to meet different festival directors and hear about different places around the world. But I mean, it's impossible to, I'm sure there's areas of the world that we're completely not representing, but that's just, you know, we're trying to give a broad view of what we think is, good festivals that are worth checking out and doing interesting and challenging things.
Unfortunately, none of invited Slovenian musicians came today to this conference. But anyway, Bogdan, maybe you could tell what Druga Godba did so far to export those Slovenian musicians to foreign festivals.
Well, there is one called Brina.
She came later. She was here at the beginning.
I was here at the beginning, just at the back.
Okay. Well, we tried. We made a small label. And the artists which we chose to present on this label, we saw as an artist who could do something abroad, so it was, we focused on that. We tried to, the selection was not just like friends or whatever, but we really saw a potential in that, and Brina is one of the cases where we succeeded, at least somewhere in the world. But they played in Womex and they had some tours in Europe and North America. And as we were speaking, that Druga Godba is not only world music oriented, we also have chosen Kaja Draxler, and it was another big revelation. Now also in Europe she's becoming very known, and her showcase, the biggest jazz trade fair in Bremen, was one of the best at the trade fair, and now she's getting really a lot of request and to perform, and probably it will be labels and so on. So we tried in this way. So we combined that with our label, and so we didn't try to be the agency for Slovenian artists, but through our different activities we tried to promote also Slovenian artists, like we invited today Naiva to perform for some of the international guests today. So that was the... But of course, me being part of European Forum of Worldwide Music Festivals since 1995, and since then I attended most of the meetings we had, and we have this music my presentation at every meeting, and always we can present video or audio of the bands which like, and also local bands which we think can do something abroad. So I played a lot of Slovenian music in this, in these meetings, and that's basically what I could do. Was that was the activities of me and Drobar.
Maybe it's a similar question for you, Bojan. How do you select Slovenian artists to play at your festival? Because there were several in...
Just young and talented, like Jean Bojoet Orchestra, who just played a few days ago. I mean, Slovenian scene is good, but quite small, and then it depends on the programming issues and also the budget, which is always small, but still we try to present it. And my idea of the good music, it comes from everywhere. So from Slovenia as well, but Slovenian artists are somehow also present on the other festivals, so we don't try to repeat things.
Maybe I can add that we now, with the new support of the Ministry of Culture for next 4 years, we did a quite quite good international program as well, and with the help of Maike, we'll try to connect many Slovenian artists for different events abroad. A lot of exchanges is planned, so if you do well financially with the festival, you could do a lot of international activities between two festivals.
Maike, how important you think is supporting program for a festival such as Ruga Godba?
I think looking at an artist on stage is one thing. That's the first way that a musician communicates with its audience and with the world. But I think raising some kind of awareness of what the artist is doing and where it comes from, it's interesting for an audience to get one step closer. So the supporting program that we're doing now, we just finished one, was Ako Naru, who is doing a workshop, a lecture on... how hip-hop and Afro-American culture are influenced, or how poetry is influenced by that, the link between political statements through poetry and hip-hop and the society, all these things. And she just kicked off at four, and she really got everybody along, and there was a huge discussion already going on after 15 minutes. So it's really... I think it's really important, the people that are interested in this kind of culture. And if I look at Slovenia, where you have not so much different cultures present or visibly present, I think it's important that there is a way to share it more. And besides that, also to the young people, it's very important to reach out, because they are the generation that is coming, and they, if you do not invite them or grab them by the hand and take them into this adventure, which is music or a broader culture, then they will maybe not care. So I think it's very important that Druga Godba invests in this kind of activities.
Joe, when you look at the list of those 25 selected international festivals, you can notice that several of them are from cities, but there are also lots from smaller places. What do you think are pluses and minuses for a city, or I mean, how would you say, what are pluses of the city and of the smaller place?
I think there's festivals, for example, like Druga Godba, which is based in a city, which is presenting a world music program, and then you get a place maybe like the Heb Celt Festival in Scotland in the Hebrides, which is in a very small town, which is really immersed in its whole Gaelic culture, so it's promoting its own indigenous music, if you like. So there's a whole different, trying to do different things. So that's what makes this whole thing interesting for Songlines, is that, for example, also maybe a Gnawa festival, a Swira festival, they're very much about promoting the culture and the music of that place. Whereas obviously here, as well as promoting Slovenian artists, it's also portraying or highlighting and showcasing music from all over the world, which is a different thing, which I think, you know, in cities, as in different sized cities, is difficult, because it's sometimes difficult to know. People put their trust in the curation or the programming of an event like this. So the programming becomes very important, and people will come because they may never have heard of the artist, but because it's on a program and a festival which has been going for 30 years, they will put their trust in it.
Bojan, is it this something similar you are facing also in Belgrade?
I mean, normally the music we are presenting is not very popular and extremely known, but the people who know the festival through the long history, they know that they are going to experience something either strange or wild or calm, but still extremely interesting, and something which they're not able to see too often. So they are coming in the nice numbers, but I think this is the thing, the same things going on this kind of festivals. So one of the places is surely Druga Godba, when you can trust people who are selecting groups and they can come. Even all these names are a bit popular than something we are doing in Belgrade.
Bogdan, do you agree that it's still like it used to be, that people came without knowing artists, or is now more they want to know artists more than they used to?
Definitely they have more chances to find out what are we trying to present. But I still think there's a lot of people who are not really checking. They're more talking with other friends what they think about this and that. And especially because we now have a concept of going to the places which are not known as places where they would regularly put music from Africa or South America, like Metelko. So, and we try to combine, we try to adopt a little bit the programmation for these places. So, let's say Aquanaro is playing Galahala, and we even gave a choice to Galahala between two artists to choose which one they would like in Galahala, and they decided for Aquanaro. So, through their audience, we also try to promote other music which is not so often heard in the Telco. So, but it's a hard question. I can't really say how it was. I don't know really. We did this questionnaire, but it was not so into the music field, how they decide, how they listen, and would they go to something they don't listen to at home or on the radio. I think a little bit Trogod will still do that, so the people come to the music they don't know, and it's hard now to convince them. I think maybe harder.
It must make a difference, though. I don't know whether it's different this year, but when you are offering one ticket for the whole festival, I think you said 30 euros?
Yep.
Then you're going to take a risk, aren't you? You're going to go to something that you may not have heard of. So, whereas if you're going to have to pay for every individual event, then you may not take the risk. So, I'm sure that's got to be a plus. And
she gave the answer. Exactly. Druga Godba used to be known for a venue in Križanke, open air theater. You will get to know the after tomorrow. But in the last year, there weren't so many concerts there. But Maike, how important do you think venue is for a festival?
I think, well, first of all, the music is important. But it's always, the music comes to its right if it's presented in the right way also. So I do think that a venue must fit an artist somehow. And that many artists could fit in Križanke, for example. What I like a lot about Druga Godba is that there is different venues, because, like I said, it's like fitting a shoe to a foot, you know. There is, like, each venue fits the fits the artist somehow, where you can experience him in the best possible way. Križanke, I do understand the whole nostalgia about it, and it's a great venue. But looking at it from a productional part, I think it's quite sad actually that the people who are in charge of Križanke are giving so much problems to the people who want to organize something there. We experienced a lot of difficulties, and it costs a lot to only have that space, and that's the only reason I think why we cannot do as many concerts there as we would wish to, because it's just not affordable. And also it's a great venue, but I as much like Kino Šiška, maybe even more, because the quality of the music and the sound is much better, and I enjoy it more as a real music lover to hear music there than in Križanke. So, yeah.
Bojan, how are you dealing with venues in Belgrade? Do you have your own venue, or you are also moving to the different venues?
The home of Ring Ring Festival is Culture Center Rex from the beginning, which is venue rented by then Radio B92, now Foundation B92. So most of the concerts, I will say 80% of the concerts, are there. But I'm trying throughout the years to put this music into other contexts, other venues. So we use different venues. Like this year, beside Rex, we used another two and one for the first time. So it really depends on the capabilities of the venues, technical possibilities, and also I'd like artists to be welcome there. If we are going to face the trouble, like Mikey is saying in Križanke, I would rather avoid it. Like Sava Center, I would never do it, no matter how big artist is there. I would never do Ring Ring concert, because I know the artists will feel pain, and then I want them to feel really nice in Belgrade like they do.
Maybe one of you also have any questions for our guests?
Maybe all of them have questions.
I think we can go to
it. Otherwise, we don't only have the best design this year, which I'm sure of. Luka Gotha has great design thanks to Karlo Međugorac, but we also have the best festival wine. So I would like to invite all of you to have a glass of Jakob White and Jakob Red of our winemaker Marko Gregoric. And thank you for coming, and let's share good music.
Thank you.